producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself have a great show lined up for you, and this was definitely an interesting week with the Fed announcement. So we have a lot to talk about. We will be focusing most of our show on the Fed announcement, but then we will also be bringing in a little bit of politics with a roundtable to wrap up this weekend's show, discussing the Republican debate that happened on Wednesday night. To kick off this weekend's show, Al and I are joined by Michael Belkin, founder and lead editor of the Belkin Report. Michael, you... consult a lot of big trading houses out there. You have been on our show a number of times. I want to get your comments on what is happening in the markets after the Fed announcement. The Fed obviously came out, did not raise rates, stated that they were happy with the employment rate. They still think that the inflation target that they have of 2% will be reached. However, they pushed that back a little bit. But they seem to have come up with this third mandate talking about the markets and international weakness they touted. But you need to admit that they have to be somewhat or at least a little bit concerned with what's going on in the U.S. economy, and that's why they didn't raise rates. Your discussion, please.
So the market sold off sharply after, you know, we were down yesterday, and then today we're down. The day's not over, but market's down 1%, 2%. I think one of the most interesting things going on is the financials are acting extremely weak. I have a forecasting service, a forecasting model, and I spend a lot of time advising clients on sector rotation. And sector rotation can tell you a lot about the pulse of the market, you know. So in a bull market, you know, tech wants to lead in financials and cyclicals and things like that. In a down market, when those things are underperforming, it's a good indication that the market is headed lower. So, for instance, today the financials are down a lot more than the market, down 1.5%. Yesterday, same thing. The brokers, most interestingly, so, you know, that's Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, those kind of guys, they have been trading down with a vengeance for about 2 weeks. You know, I think a lot of people came into this positioned. You know, one of the oldest tricks in the book, Art Cashin pointed out in his, you know, Cashin comments that a lot of the gains in the market come before Fed meetings. So people play that game. You know, they get long, they trade into the Fed meeting, and there was just nothing. You know, it fell flat. So even though people, you might think, well, we're going to have zero interest rates and more QE perhaps down the road. The market doesn't like it. So the market, I think, is sensing economic weakness. And that's been my scenario all along. You know, if you look at the world, the investment thesis that took the bull market higher post-2009, which I was all over in 2009, 2010, is, you know, the China boom, emerging market boom, invest in emerging markets, invest in China. That thing is just dead as a doornail. So China's going down the tubes. Emerging markets are going down the tubes. Some of these emerging markets are just down enormously year to date. China is down, only down 12% year to date, but some of these other ones are down enormously. You know, like some of these markets are down, emerging markets in dollars down 20, 30, 40% year to date. So that's going to feed back into the U.S. corporate earnings, and we're going into what I think will be a bear market that lasts, you know, 12, 18 months. Not the end of the world, but a major shakeout. And, you know, as they say, when the tide goes out, you find out who's not wearing a bathing suit.
I think you're making a really good point, and we're going to be elaborating on this particular point throughout the show with some of our other guests, Mike. But I got to tell you, it's funny. You and I and Corey were chatting off mic today, and we were talking before we recorded this. We were talking about how, you know, at sometimes the simplest reasoning is the most common sense and the most accurate type of reasoning and yields the best results. I mean, it strikes me that what's going on right now is the Fed, with its lack of action on Thursday, or perhaps not lack of action. I mean, maybe they were trying to show that they're not going to raise interest rates because they want to toughen up the economy even more and more, strengthen up the economy even more. But whatever message they were trying to convey certainly did not give the reaction, I don't think, that the Fed wanted it to give. Number one, there was a major hiccup on Thursday in the conventional markets, and at least at the beginning of the day on Friday, which was paralleled by a rather significant increase in the gold sector. The natural conclusion I think that somebody could come to from that is that, you know, folks now are going to the currency of last resort, which for thousands of years has been gold. You think I'm nuts, or what do you think about this?
I think you're absolutely right. So, you know, the market, I think, is losing confidence in Yellen. So here's a couple quotes from Yellen lately. Communicating with the public is an important part of my job. That's from the New York Times Thursday. Here's another one from Reuters yesterday. We do our darndest to pull together the best analysis we can, Yellen told a news conference. So, you know, I mean, Yellen is a dope. You know, she's from UC Berkeley. I've had to sit through her presentations. I am from the UC Berkeley Business School. That's my background. And, you know, if people really understood, you know, how out to lunch she is, she's an old fuddy-duddy Keynesian economist. And it's really frightening to have somebody like that with their fingers on the dials and levers. So the market is losing confidence in her, and gold is the ultimate expression of lack of confidence in central banks. So gold has turned around, and I have a retail gold service called the Belkin Gold Stock Forecast, and for instance, the GDX is up 9% this week. You know, it's been a rough year for gold investors. It's still down on the year, but the stocks, it's an international focus in this, and just to give you an idea, before the last 2 weeks, last time I looked at these, the average Australian gold stock on my list recommended list was up 72% year to date. The average Canadian stock from my recommended list, it was up 17%. Those figures are going to be a lot higher after, you know, when I work this weekend, because gold has rallied a lot since then. The gold stocks are up. So there's been a stealth bull market in individual gold shares, not so much in the U.S., but certainly in Australia, Canada, and U.K. listed ones. And so I think that gold is poised for a major rally. The dollar has rolled over. So, you know, people were positioned long dollar because they thought Fed interest rates are going to rise. You know, now that interest rates are obviously not going to rise for a few months, at least, if ever, all those people are left holding the bag on their long dollar positions. And the dollar has rolled over. The DXY index is below its 200-day average. It's acting like, you know, it's not acting well. So I think the dollar is going to trade down versus majors. That's the yen, euro, things like that, not versus EM currencies. So I think EM currencies keep weakening, which is a crisis scenario. So if the dollar weakens versus majors and strengthens versus EM and gold rallies, we're talking about really a global crisis financial situation where you want to be short stocks, short the market, short financials, and long gold stocks.
Now, Michael, I think that talking about the dollar is crucial here, because even Yellen said that, or at least she blamed the dollar for hurting not only the domestic economy, but also international economies. Can you touch on if a falling dollar would actually help out some of these other economies, including the U.S. economy?
No, I don't think it will. Not versus the majors. For instance, I think the one to watch is the Japanese yen. So there's a lot of speculative positions short Japanese yen, long U.S. dollar. There's big carry trades based on that. And if you get the yen rallying unintentionally, and even Sakakibara, Mr. Yen, the old, you know, Mr. Yen from Japan, said that the yen could strengthen by 5 yen or so from here, that would be a huge shakeout. So dollar down, yen up. If that's a margin call on carry trades all over the world, you know, so people borrow in yen and they invest in Brazil reals and this and that, all kinds of crazy things. So if the dollar going down is versus majors at this particular point is more of a scary margin call and a more of a crisis situation, really.
Michael, always a pleasure to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around right after a commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. After a very interesting discussion with Michael Belkin of the Belkin Report, we are chatting with an equally impressive individual, Avi Gilbert. Avi, you are one of the better technicians out there. Your feelings about gold, I would like to hear them, because I think that we've reached an inflection point, for lack of better terms. What does Mr. Gilbert say?
Well, we got long around that 105 level in the GLD, but which was out at the top of our downside target box on the last drop. We're now in our resistance target that we were looking for on this rally. And early next week should give us indications as to whether or not we should just stay the course and go higher, or if we're setting up to hit the lower lows I want to see down in the, you know, the 198 to 100 region. Right now, I have no setup to suggest that I should immediately short.
Avi, when looking at GLD, are you taking a look at some of these short-term resistance points, like right around 110 and 112, to see if gold can continue to move up?
Well, from the 105 region, we were looking at 108.60 up to 109.42. That was the target box. We stopped yesterday right at the bottom of the target box, and today we hit right at the top of the target box. So right now we are in that resistance zone that's going to tell me if we're going to turn down, it likely will be from this region. The question is, am I going to get a downside setup to then short? Right now I have no downside setup to short yet.
Are you looking at any other markets when you are making this assessment for gold, whether it is the U.S. dollar or the conventional markets or long-term interest rates, anything?
Well, the U.S. dollar, it's funny. When everybody was talking about, is the Fed going to hike, is the Fed not going to hike, and I'm not a follower of fundamentals, but everybody was telling me that if they hike, it means the dollar is going to go up. So I looked at my dollar chart, and I scratched my head, and I posted on my site saying, well, I don't think they're going to hike. And I posted this probably about 2 hours before the announcement, and I said, I don't think they're going to hike because the dollar was set up to go back down to 93.50 to 94 on the Dixie. But that's going to set up a big rally. So, it's funny because, sometimes the charts can tell you what the market's going to do as well as what maybe the Fed's going to do. So yesterday I think we nailed the call on that, but at the same time the market came down on the dollar and now we're rising. But it's not really affecting gold in any significant way at this moment. But I'm expecting this rally, if we get one more confirmation on off this bottom, I think this rally can take us over 101 on the Dixie.
How much evidence do you need that gold isn't in a rising pattern right now?
Well, what I would need is a five-wave structure off a final completed low. Now, if you want to say that the low that we got in, July or August, that double bottom or such in July or August was the low, I would need to see a five-wave structure off that low. All I got off that low was a three-wave structure where the first leg was exactly equal to the second leg. To me, that's a corrective rally, not a move that's telling me a long-term bottom has been struck. So, for now, unless I have anything further to tell me that's wrong, to me it just suggests that lower lows are still going to be seen.
So, Avi, let's focus on these lower lows. You're thinking lower lows. You mentioned that 101 level. I would equate that to coming pretty close to 1,000 on gold then. Do you still think that is in the picture for this year, or does that extend out into 2016?
Well, the 101 level was the target I see if we can get the confirmation I want to see over the next few days on the Dixie. My target is 101 to 102 on the Dixie. On GLD, my target for the last 3 years has been the 98 level exactly. I mean, 98 is what I've wanted to see struck for 3 years now, since 2012. But that's about 1020, about 1020, 1040 in gold. So that really is my ideal target. And I'm questioning whether or not we're actually going to break 1000. I'm not so confident we're going to break 1,000. A lot's going to depend on how we get to that 98 region, and that'll tell me whether or not we will or will not break 1,000.
All right, Avi, moving on, let's talk about a couple other markets out there. I know that you do follow a lot of the other, I guess, conventional markets as well as energy. Are any of these markets standing out to you as being a potentially positive trade?
Well, positive as in being able to make money out of it, or positive as it's going to go up?
Good question. Positive as being able to make money out of it. I don't care if it's whether it's short or long.
Well, our expectation is still that the lows have not been struck in the equity markets. So we still have some shorts, and we're playing the short side more than the long side right now.
Shorts as in we might see a quick drop down, or do you think it's going to be this stair-stepping, maybe slower drop?
Well, the question I have is it probably will be resolved next week. I'm watching a pattern right now that can potentially take us back to the August lows, only to set up another rally into early October, early to mid-October, taking us back to the 2030 to 2040 region on the SPX. And that sets up the final decline into Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm watching this carefully. I mean, the market can certainly just straight break on down next week in a big way and take us down into, into the 1700s next week. The setup is there for it. But, you know, something tells me that we're still going to be in for more whipsaw and more volatility.
Well, given the fact that we were just short of 2,000 and now you're talking about down to as low as 1,700, I find that to be really interesting. Give it some odds, would you, Avi?
I mean, right now, until something shows me otherwise, this is projecting to somewhere 1,740 or so.
All right, Avi.
I'm looking at that as, you know, 70% right now.
So it sounds like just across the board you're looking at lower prices.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a lot of volatility still, but definitely I'm still looking for lower prices in everything except for the dollar.
Okay. Well, interesting comments, Avi. I am kind of on the side. I don't think the gold is going to drop particularly as low as you do, but I don't also see the huge strength out there. As for the U.S. dollar, that's a tough call in my mind because you look around internationally and it seems like the dollar should be going up, but right now it seems to have just gotten stuck for a little while. We'll see if we see any breakouts, but one thing is for sure, these markets sure have been volatile and interesting over the last few weeks. Thanks again for your time, everybody. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Corey, we've gotten quite a few questions this week for Roger White of Theralase. The one question that really I thought really hit home as far as I was concerned anyway was the fellow who wrote in and said that he wanted to know if with all the work that Theralase is doing right now in terms of its cancer treatment, has Roger been approached by any pharmaceutical companies at this point? Well, Mr. White, have you been?
The answer is yes, absolutely. We actually attended the Bio event, which is a very large pharma event held in Philadelphia this year. I got the opportunity to chat with a number of representatives of the large pharmas. And for some of them, photodynamic therapy, it just wasn't in their sweet spot. And they told me, quite frankly, that it wasn't really their main focus. But for some of the other ones, it was absolutely in their sweet spot. And they're very seriously interested in our oncology approach.
Now, Roger, when these corporations approach you or at least open up discussions, is it more or less just discussions? Or can you maybe work a bit closely with them to see any synergies out there?
Well, if your question is, were they handing me a check on our initial meeting, the answer would be no.
No, fair enough.
How it generally goes with pharmas is that you have an open discussion with them. You find out all pharmas have different spaces that they're interested in as they build out their portfolio. Some are more oncology-focused, some are more cardiovascular-focused, some are more orphan disease, some are more just straight pharma. Some want med devices, some want combinations. So they all have different preferences based on where they want to build out their platform. The discussions that entail are really what is the opportunity? What are, do you have a small molecule? Do you have a device? Do you have a combination? Obviously, with photodynamic therapy, it's a combination of a light-activated drug and a laser to activate it. And then you have a general discussion. They, you know, these are large organizations, and they point you to someone senior who is in that particular department who may have an interest in where you're going, and you reach out for them, and you start having a discussion on your technology, you'd sign some non-disclosures, you'd start to share some information, they'd start to kick it around and see if they're interested, and then it either, you know, dies on the vine, or in cases where the technology is highly interesting to them and they can see a play and it fits into their platform, then you start going further and further down the road and start talking co-development and sharing of data and moving forward and hopefully working together towards a solution which is going to be beneficial for both them and, of course, for the company.
Courtesy of our services, you registered Theralase with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and you are now a fully reporting company to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Obviously, your motive for doing that was to eventually begin trading on a major stock exchange in the U.S. Can you elaborate on that one for us, and where do you stand in terms of that?
Absolutely. Well, as you're both well aware, we currently trade on the Venture Exchange here in Canada, the TSXV, which is a Tier 2. In the U.S., we trade on the OTC Pink, on the over-the-counter market. So obviously our aspirations for an organization is to get or to seek investors on larger exchanges in order to provide the opportunity, the investment opportunity of Theralase to them. In that regard, Theralase is interested on moving to the Tier 1 or the Toronto Stock Exchange. We would take a serious look at that when we're in the dollar range of our stock, so about a $100 million market cap. With NASDAQ, we meet the requirements of a NASDAQ or a large recognized U.S. exchange listing, except for the stock price. The minimum requirement is a $2 U.S. stock. So what Theralase is doing in order to work towards that is, as you stated, with the help of your organization, we filed a Form 211. We're looking to file a Form 20F in the next couple of weeks. And then what we're also doing is we're going to do an uplist to an OTCQB, so jump off the OTC Pink and go on to a OTCQB with Blue Sky listing. And once we meet the requirements of a $2 U.S. stock, we would hope to apply to NASDAQ and then pull the switch and be trading on NASDAQ, hopefully sometime mid to end of next year.
The real upside of this company is really going to be visible when the cancer cure test results are in. And we don't know what those results are going to be at this point, but I know that you have applied for, obviously, testing in Canada. I think we ought to elaborate on that one a little bit.
Yes. The requirements in order to start enrolling patients in a Phase 1B clinical trial, and just to explain, the standard FDA philosophy is a Phase 1 is for safety and tolerability, a Phase 2 is for efficacy, and a Phase 3 is a comparison to a gold standard. The Phase 1B clinical trial we're talking about has a primary endpoint of safety and tolerability with an exploratory endpoint of efficacy. So in order to achieve that, at least to run a Phase 1B trial in Canada, according to Health Canada guidelines, we have to submit three major documents. And that is a CTA, or clinical trial application, which basically details what you're going to be doing. An ITA, which is an investigational testing authorization, which is a clearance for the laser device, which you're going to be using to activate your drug or your compound. And three is what's called a research ethics board review, which is done by the institution, in this case, University Health Network, one of the top five cancer institutes in the world, which is going to be reviewed by their clinical team to make sure it meets their guidelines. After those three approvals, then we would have an ability to start enrolling patients who meet the inclusion and exclusion criteria of the study for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer at UHN. In regards to the FDA, what the FDA requires is that they need toxicology results before you can start scheduling what's called a pre-IND or investigational new drug application meeting. So we'll be filing that information with the FDA within the next few weeks, and we'd be looking to meet with the FDA in and around late fourth quarter of this year, and we would have a pre-IND meeting in Rockville, Maryland. With that information, we would be in a position, hopefully, to commence the Phase 1B clinical trial in Canada with Health Canada and UHN's approval, and we would start working hand-in-hand with the FDA on lining up a Phase 2B trial to be run both in Canada and the U.S.
Now, Rogers, can you give us maybe a best-case scenario time frame for all of this to happen?
With the CTA, the ITA, and the REB, which are the Health Canada and the UHN approvals, we'd be looking at getting full approval in and around mid-December. With that approval, we would start enrolling patients. And enrolling patients, we could start treating them once they meet the inclusion-exclusion criteria. We'd have to enroll 9 patients for a Phase 1B clinical trial. That could take anywhere between 3 and 6 months. So we would be in a position to report out on the Phase 1B clinical trial, which would be on safety and tolerability as the primary outcome measures, with a efficacy or an exploratory measure on efficacy in and around this time next year. So let's say September 2016. If that's successful, we would immediately start working with Health Canada and the FDA on a Phase 2B clinical trial, which will be a little larger study, maybe in the 50 to 75 patient range. We would be looking at a primary endpoint of efficacy or time to recurrence for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. So it would probably take 6 months between the U.S. and Canada to enroll all those patients. Once all those patients were enrolled, you'd be looking at between a 6 and a 12-month follow-up. So let's go to the outside that it takes 6 months to enroll and 12 months to follow them up. You'd be about 18 months. So we'd be looking for full commercial approval, subject to fast-track approval and breakthrough approval from the U.S., and what's called an NOC/C, which is a Notice of Compliance with Conditions by Health Canada, in and around the first part of 2018 to mid-part of 2018. So we could be in a commercial application of this technology within 2 years.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome in here to wrap the first hour of the weekend edition. The million-dollar question for our current guest, who happens to be Byron King, one of the smartest guys out there, is the following. Thursday, the Federal Reserve didn't raise rates, didn't lower rates, really didn't do much of anything. Our contention is that by taking this non-action, the Federal Reserve really cause itself to lose credibility in the eyes, certainly, of the public in the United States. Interestingly enough, that kind of was evidenced on Thursday by the fact that the conventional markets went down, and yesterday, Friday, the markets certainly started to go down again, no question about that. Gold, on the other hand, which I have maintained for a long time, is the currency of last resort and has been for thousands of years, started a rather significant upward trend. Comment on that, if you would.
You are almost reading my mind. It's great to be with you. Thank you for
It's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, the Federal Reserve gave all these head fakes for probably the last 18 months that we're going to raise rates. We're going to raise rates. We have to do this. You know, I mean, they're all out of ammunition in terms of what they can do. What does the Federal Reserve do to fight, you know, a bad economy? They lower rates. Well, they've lowered rates. They've kept them down. They've been down for years. There's an entire generation of bankers out there who've never had to deal with, shall we say, interest rates. Meanwhile, they're robbing savers. If you are a saver, if you have a passbook saving, or if you just save it, just because, you know, every month you sock it away, put a few bucks or a few $100 or a few thousand into a savings account, you get no interest whatsoever. You know, maybe you get that 0.35% or some ridiculous number that, you know, that you see, you know, it's almost like, why bother? But so, yeah, they've been robbing savers for years. They've been subsidizing cheap credit for years. They've been subsidizing government spending for years. And they've been saying for a year and a half that we have to change this. We have to raise the rates. And everybody expected them to do that somewhere along the way. A lot of the big-time Wall Street money guys were wondering why they didn't do this, you know, 6 months and 9 months or 12 months ago, because then at least now they'd have, you know, a little bit of dry gunpowder. But they didn't do it. And so, yes, when you say that, you know, gold, silver, the currencies of last resort are starting to move, I saw that, all right, I'm seeing that as we talk, you know, as we speak. I think people are deeply concerned that the Federal Reserve simply, they don't have a plan other than just, you know, do more of the same and then what, you know. And then also look at the next year and a half. We're into the election season, and, you know, the rest of the year is the rest of the year. 2016 is an election season. I mean, how much, you know, monetary change can the economy take during an election year? I mean, does the Federal Reserve under Obama want to raise rates and perhaps trigger, you know, a massive sell-off, a massive correction, a market crash, perhaps, you know, mini recession, something like that, in an election year when the Obama people would like to see another Democrat take the White House, whoever that might be, you know, might be Hillary, might be somebody else, we don't know, but it might be Joe Biden. But yeah, so all those things that you said are valid. I think the Federal Reserve is just lost. They should have raised rates a year ago. They didn't. They should have raised rates Thursday, and they didn't. And so I think people are not confident. And so when you see a sell-off, people are taking their money off the table. And when you see gold move, I think we might be towards the bottom of gold prices. I mean, gold can always go down. Don't ever underestimate its ability to disappoint you or shock you. But I do think that when you look at world supply issues, global demand issues for gold, as in, you know, the China, India, you know, buying that's still going on in great volumes, and just the idea that people are looking for some sort of a safe haven, safe asset. Yeah, it's time to look at gold. If you're out there listening to this podcast and you haven't been looking at gold lately, well, it's time to look.
Byron, one interesting aspect that I think we need to pay attention to here is the U.S. dollar, because the Fed did openly come out and say that the U.S. dollar was hurting exports, it was hurting the overall international economy, and that's why some other countries were struggling. And if you read at face value by not raising rates, you would expect the U.S. dollar to go down. But on Friday, the U.S. dollar is actually trading up, and at one point, up almost a quarter, up 25 points.
Yeah, well, that's part of everything that's going on. I mean, the dollar is strong, and when I say the dollar is strong, it's not because the dollar is healthy strong. It's more like the, you know, I think we've said this before on the show, you and I and other people, but, you know, the dollar is, you know, the cleanest dirty shirt in the laundry bag kind of a thing, but it is the place where everybody goes. And then when you look at what else is going on in the world, I mean, you look at the migration into Europe. I mean, 25 years ago, we took down the Berlin Wall, we took down the Iron Curtain, you know, the barbed wire came down. Over the years, you know, with the Schengen Agreement, they had free transit of people and commerce and services and goods and money. They consolidated multiple currencies into the euro. You know, so for 25 years, we've been tearing down walls. And now, this week, the last 2-3 weeks, you know, as this migration of human waves comes into Europe, we're seeing the walls go back up, you know, with the barbed wire, the concertina wire, the guys with water cannons and tear gas at the border of Hungary, you know. I mean, I think that this is a harbinger of the future. This is a world where the walls are going back up, and where walls go up, barriers to trade happen, barriers to currency flows happen, and so there's friction to this so-called global economy of ours. And the more friction we see, I think the more all of a sudden counterparty risk there is in transactions. And so when people say, well, there's counterparty risk, and I don't like that, you know, what has little or no counterparty risk? I'll tell you what doesn't. It's a handful of gold coins. It's a gold ingot sitting in your safe deposit box. It's a gold bar down in the vault. You know, there's no counterparty risk there. That's where I think things are going.
Byron, let's talk a little bit about the conventional markets right now. You know, I happen to agree with you on gold. I don't think Corey's quite in our camp yet. I mean, you're still a little bit standoffish on that issue, aren't you, Corey?
Yeah, I still just want to see gold have a bit more of a pop. I would like to see it move more than $10, $20 when we do have the Fed come out. I'm not saying that it's weak, and I do agree with Doc when he says that $1,000 gold is off the table, but I still just don't see people flooding into gold the way that I would like, and I think that just takes time. So that's why I'm not completely in the camp of a skyrocketing gold price right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my comment is probably based a little bit more on, you know, I mean, I gave the rationale behind my comment, and I think maybe there's a little bit of hope involved in that. And, you know, I'm about ready to put my money where my mouth is in that particular sector, but I am going to wait a week or two. Sorry, I cut you off a little bit there, Mr. King. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that I think that that gold is well positioned right now for people who want to add to holdings, who are looking for some semblance of safety. Could it go down from here? Yes, it could possibly go down from here. I think the downside risk is a lot less than the upside potential, though. And so my first advice to anybody is, if you don't have some physical gold, get some. The next thing is that if you're looking for how to play it in a market type sense, I like the royalty trust type plays, you know, like a Royal Gold or a Franco-Nevada kind of an idea, because they have very, very low overhead. They are dealing with royalty streams, and in a sense they are very much divorced from the day-to-day price of gold. But just a little bit of a move in the price of gold upwards, not a big move, just a little bit of a move, can affect their bottom lines greatly, and you can get a nice slingshot effect, you might say, from some of the royalty plays.
Yeah, I personally like some of the well-run, you know, there's a cliche, not cliche, but a well-used term. I personally like the leverage factor that some of the exploration companies bring. Corey, how about you? Where do you stand on this?
Well, yeah, of course. If you can take some positions in some good companies right now that you know can tough it out for a little bit longer, and I don't exactly know what a little bit longer is, but I think to be conservative, you need to have maybe a year-long time frame and just be sure that they are cashed up, that they have the management, that they also have dedicated shareholders. It's not something that we talk about that much, but having a couple big shareholders in the company and knowing that they're standing behind the company, all you need to do is talk to some of the management teams and just say, you know, do you know your big shareholders? How comfortable are they with you? How closely do you work with them? Because that is crucial a lot of the time. You do not want people who maybe don't believe so much in the gold industry and could potentially rush for the door, because those are the type of trades that can really end up hurting companies.
Let me throw a plug in here for my newsletter, Outstanding Investments, because in the next couple of months, I've got some really great articles in prep. They're sort of in a drafty kind of form right now, but over the next few months, I'm going to be hitting exactly those points very, very hard. I'm going to be naming names. I'm going to be giving people specific ideas, things like that. It's outstandinginvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.